Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost of your precious love. Of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I see he's kind of shy, but that's the
of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
I'll build my world around you. I'll bless the day I found you.
I'll stay beside.
Lies that you never believe.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Precious love.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you.
That's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
And now I know I'll never ever want to be without you. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Disgusting, Angus, that all pink and naked.
It's Amanda here in the waning minutes of Nazario Scenario, and I'm joined in the studio by Bucci.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, Amanda.
I hear your show's coming up next. Is that correct?
That's absolutely true. I just can't wait. People can't see it, but I'm rubbing my hands together. I can't wait to get you out of
they
that
chair. They
heard
it on mic. Your skin made it onto the air. So, yeah, we just heard Shane McGowan featuring Sinead O'Connor.
Great song.
Amazing song, Haunted. And I didn't know, you told me, that Mona requested that song for Wake and Bake.
For Wake and Bake. I heard it on Wake this week some point. Yeah, and that was Mona's, because she's in Ireland. And I think that was what the inspiration was.
I think that's so mind melt, because I had idea, but I was like, oh, Mona's listeners will like this.
Well, the expression is great minds play the same song.
That is the expression.
In a week.
That's right.
Right.
That's exactly right. We heard Linda Lewis before that with a rock-a-doodle-doo. I'm doing this fast because there's a special lanyap at the end of the show. Florida Static did Naked Pilsners. We had Freddie Johnston in there with Bad Reputation. Thanks, Joe Magasco, for burning that on a CD for me like 15 years ago. Heart gave us There's the Girl from the best Heart album, Bad Animals. And we heard Donovan's Brain up at the top, and that was new. The song was called In Time. Okay, now we're going to hear a karaoke version of a song.
Okay.
Sung by me, pre-recorded. And I'm going to quickly cue it up. We are going to hear the end of the song that came before it. Okay, we're going to... This is like the most... convenient way to cue up a song from a WFMU archive is just play it up until the end of the last song.
Sure, it's the only way we can do it.
Maybe there's another way, but I don't have...
It wouldn't be WFMU there was another way.
Yeah,
it would be
right.
iHeartRadio.
Oh, I can't believe you even said the name of that other company.
It wasn't a company. I was not talking about... Oh, there's a company called iHeartRadio?
Or, you know... An entity.
An entity,
I guess.
A horrible entity. So what is this? Are you going to be singing karaoke?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a past version of me from 9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I used to sing on the air. I used to put karaoke tracks on the
really?
Air.
Really? That's something I've always wanted to do, but I think I tried it once and it was a huge disaster.
Well, a lot of people hated it, but a lot of the people who liked my show really liked it.
Of course.
So, you know, that's just how it works.
Well, you're a very good singer. I've heard you did that song at the Hoof and Mouth.
No, it's starting. Country.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find better place to play. You said that you'd never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. Gonna start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna...
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Bucci.
So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late. We're walking on by. Her soul slides away.
What does the face...
What does the face in the soup
say? To the boy.
Bucci.
Okay.
Last
time on Bucci.
Dave, you want a massage, just ask me. What was your favorite part of camp? I screamed. She went to Pasty White Legs Camp. All sorts of fun. And I got all these plums. You'll know what intimate apparel is, you know, when you grow up. I shouldn't even be talking to you about it. Forget I said that. Let's make a new urban legend. This is a story about a bullied, isolated child. But where's daddy? Oh, he's in the closet doing Bucci. The story of the guy, the DJ, and the guy who calls the DJ, building a new urban legend for the 20th century. We don't need to, you know what? A lot of urban legends don't want to get bogged down in a lot of soup.
There has to be some suspense. The soup man, the face in the soup.
Gotcha.
He tells the kid.
Okay.
He says, give me your phone.
Give me your phone, kid.
In this saturated TikTok environment, you think that's going to break through?
No, I don't, but the soup does.
Yeah, he was sloshing around. He got really popular. Everyone started doing the slosh in nightclubs.
It's now about the soup, Monster, no longer about the boy.
He doesn't like young kids because, you know, no one saved him when he was choking.
Can I see your phone for like 2 seconds?
And the soup went...
And now, this week on BBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB
Chair is too squeaky. Oh. Give me my shaker chair. It's the only shaker chair that has wheels and a mesh back and plastic. Plastic. Don't like that reverb. Also, this chair is too low. I'm not having a nervous breakdown. I'm just having a... just nervous. But I'm maintaining. All right. Kind of feels for some reason I haven't done this show in a while, but I know that's not true. I know that's not true. Hey! Folks, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Ah! Easy, Italian lady. I came up to this Italian lady. I say, can you say Bucci at me? And she screamed it. That's okay. I'm used to Italian women screaming at me.
Bucci.
All right, let's get it started. Let's pop a top. Crack. Mmm. Gatorade. It is warm. It is orange. It's more warm than it is orange. Let's bring you down. Yeah, listen to this chair. Squeak, squeak. Yeah, this... I'm gonna take another sip. I might not be able to finish this thing. It's warm because my cat has been sitting on it all day long. Sitting on this Gatorade all day. So, you know, I would get into the show. I'm like, I need my drink for the show. So I had to move him, like, squeegee the puddle of Gatorade that was under him into a bottle and then head to the studio. And so it's, you know, the glass is half full, but it's also half full with Gatorade that's been filtered through a sofa and a cat. So the glass is also half empty. All right, so well, let's just, let's address something right up top. We're coming to the end. The end. I hate that reverb. We're coming to the end of the summer schedule right now here at WFMU. It's coming to an end like summer itself, and we're entering the fall schedule, which goes from when? September 8th to, I think, June 8th, 26. That's what I call 2026. And I have some bad news and some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news is Friday night, Bucci.
Fridays.
That's going away. That's I will no longer be on Fridays. I thought I was going to be buried with this Fridays drop.
Friday.
No, don't want to play that anymore. But and it's not to be the Friday night party that people are already calling that friggin' show between Mona and Put the Needle on the Record. That's over. Alan 6 will now be on Fridays, starting, you know, September 8th, or I don't know when his show falls, the 12th. And he's doing his popular talk show, Ask Alan. Seems like I should have asked Alan to not steal my slot from me, but I didn't do that. Didn't think I needed to do that, but apparently you did. That doesn't mean, that doesn't mean that Bucci is doomed, all right? Bucci is not doomed, like the subject line of the email that Ken sent me. Because there's a flip side to this bad news, and that is the good news. Because Bucci is moving back to his old time, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. His old friend Tuesdays. When I first started doing this thing, capital T, I was on Tuesdays, and now I am so again. So that's great. And then the other bad news on the other side of that good news is kind of irrelevant. The callus on my heel broke open like 2 minutes before the show, and now is like an open wound that I put all my weight on, you know. But that's Bucci the guy's problem. It doesn't have to do with Bucci the show yet. But so Tuesdays on September 9th, I'll be back in my old friend. And I hope everyone follows me over there. And it's not like that thing when, you know, the networks keep, you know, they have a show and they keep moving it around from day to day, from time slot to time slot, like they did with Quantum Leap. And until the fan base lost track of the show and the show was canceled and Sam Beckett never made it back home. I hope that's not going to happen to Bucci.
Bucci.
But yeah, so we're going to have it's all we're going to do is going to be the same show. It's just going to be on a different day. And I hope you guys can handle that. You can handle that. And I'm talking right at you. But let's not talk about that. We still have one more week here on the Friday, and we're going to make the most of it. So, what am I going to talk about? Oh, it's getting worse. I think I have some of my cat's kidney medicine in this Gatorade as well. I think some of it seeped through. So, this week, people... Who follow me there on Instagram, Bucci Nights, know that I recently lost my job. I worked at a furrier called Steve's Fur and Feathers, and it was owned by my friend Steve. And he unfortunately did some downsizing this month and got rid of all the people who were bad at their jobs. And I was, you know, I was shocked. I was relying on the Peter Principle for job security. That was my job security, the Peter Principle. But unfortunately, Steve's principle was anyone not getting their work done, and also anyone smuggling swatches of fur out of the warehouse in their cheeks are fired. And I met both of those things. So lost a job. I got this condo I got to pay for. I got this friggin', I almost swore, mortgage, and so I've been on the back on the job interviews, back on my job interview biz this week. Libraries, universities, WFMU, that went well, and Hens, I applied for a job where the description just said Hens. It was a job. It turned out it was just a job watching hens make babies. And so while these went okay, I think, you know, I'm a good interview. You know, I'm direct. I'm looking right at you, or your neck. You know, you don't know I'm not looking at your eyes. I'm looking at your neck. And I'm you know, I'm wearing a suit, and, you know, lots, and I'm come prepared, I got my resume, zzz. But I did recognize kind of suddenly that there is a major flaw in my interview style that has been hamstringing me and kind of preventing me from not exactly getting these jobs that I so want. So like, it's not my attitude, and it's not my my tracksuit. It happens. The thing I'm talking about is right at the very end of the interview. So the thing is gone. We've been talking about all my responsibilities, and I'm digging my fingernails into my palm and saying, "Boy, that sounds great." And I stand up, and the person or hen interviewing me also stands up, and we reach across the desk to shake hands. And I always curse word it up. If they come in with a conventional shake, I'm doing the fist bump. If they do a fist bump, I'm doing a regular shake, and I end up like gripping the person's fist like a doorknob and turning it like. I don't make that noise. And if it's like a elbow bump thing, you know, I somehow find a way to bring my knee into the situation. It's just like, it's just amazing that it's always this miscommunication between hands. And like, if the interview is like a cool person, like when I interviewed at Converse, and we try some sort of elaborate sort of, you know, street handshake, but they'll be doing one and I'll be doing the other. You know, they'll be going tip of the fingers, and I'll be going itsy bitsy spider. And it just, they don't gel. At no point is there any sort of connection that a handshake is so, it's so important for a handshake to have. Kills the vibes, as the young people and very old people say. Weirds out the interviewer also. And then when I say, listen, I'm sorry, let's try that again. Let's just try that a little again, I guess, to get this, I get this glare. And it's just, it's not that glare. That's not what the sound of the glare is. Easy, Poochie, easy. You know, I mean, it seems like a small thing, but close listeners of this show may know that there are no small things. There are only very, 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 very big things. Fixing that. I'm going to fix that reverb if it takes the entire hour. There we go. So, and this handshake, not debacle. I don't know. This hole in my social life, I don't know if that's what it's called, it's always been so. I've never done a handshake that didn't end with me apologizing, you know? And I didn't really know, like, it was so much of a problem, but it's worried me because I need a jog, and I'm not sticking that landing. And that's the only thing that people remember is the landing. And I have a big interview with Katz's Deli coming up next week, so I have to get this right. Like, what if they come and they, you know, they do something where they press a folded up square of pastrami into your hand, and then you're supposed to, you know, do the same. And I mess it up, and then I don't get the job at Katz's Deli. So, what do I do, right? I went to my therapist and said, hey, can we just do 45 minutes of handshakes instead of talking? And you pitching me your band, Rat Libido? therapist has this band that he keeps wanting me to play on WFMU, Rat Libido, and look, I tell him it's not that kind of show. And he also said I'm not shaking hands for 45 minutes. So I thought, why don't I do some practice right now on the radio? People in the chat over there, WFMU.org. I gotta turn my hat backwards. It keeps bumping into the mic. People over there are saying, Bucci, why don't you practice on your friends and family or something if you can't, you know? And that's a good question. But the thing, it's August, man. People are away, as the last two shows have underlined, where everyone's away and not listening to the radio. But every single one of my friends and family must be out of town because they don't pick up. Instead of using their hands to shake with Bucci, they're using them to not pick up their cell phones. And it's messed up. So I thought what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn to you folks, and I'm talking to you folks. Help me land a handshake. Make Bucci the Simone Biles of handshakes. And I need to, like, I need to be versed. Like, I'm not just talking about a standard missionary handshake. I'm talking about all kinds. All kinds of, all the different colors of a handshake. I have to be prepared, man. The Katz's people are gonna, I can't blow this Katz's deli interview. I'm already lying about knowing how to cut a brisket. I mean, how hard can it be? No, people on the chat are going, oh, it's very hard. I've tried. Stupid. If you have a favorite handshake, call up and teach it to me. And we'll try to do it without this big mess. It has the opposite effect. It's all about friendships, these handshakes. And a bad one is, you know, it has the opposite effect. Let's make it friendly. And it's because the true, like I said, the true meaning of a handshake is friendship. Unless it's, what, like a mafia thing where it's a death sentence? Or if you're Judas Iscariot and the handshake is like an act of betrayal disguised as a gesture of affection, and then the Romans grab you. So we're not going to do those handshakes. Don't betray, if there's a bunch of Romans hanging around you and saying, well, you shake hands with the guy that we are looking for. Don't betray Bucci.
Bucci.
Aw. It's a long tale of that drop. So, let's hold on to each other, huh? Let's hold on to each other briefly, very briefly, and successfully. Hmm? But let's not do that now. Let's do that after the break. Right now, let's listen to Tirza, Holding On, only on WFMU.
I tried to say even when it's wrong, but what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone, but what's keeping me from holding on? Yeah. shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. But what's keeping me from holding on? This feeling's controlling me, I can't shut it down. My point telling me I can only have some. I won't know with you or it's no fun. Don't wanna hold on to you if you're happy alone. But if you're thinking about me, tell me, cause I'm right here all alone. I'm gonna shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me?
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
shake hands with Bucci.
So call your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. But what's keeping me from holding on?
Hey, oh my god. Something's going on with the sliders here at WFMU. Let's see what this sounds like.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
That sounds okay. Hey, it's Bucci. Back, we were, that was Tirza with... It's called Holding On. Holding On off the Devotion album. Nice song, nice song. So what we're toeing this week is handshakes. Bucci's handshake game is in its flop era, you know? And it has been in its flop era for some time now. And so what I'm trying to do is learn how to do a real good handshake and a real cool one. I'm trying to do a professional one. And I'm trying to also coordinate with the other person, because the problem that I'm actually, one of the problems that I'm actually having is there's no coordination. I'm always misjudging the other person's intent, you know? When they're going professional, I'm going casual. When I'm going casual, they're going, like, more casual. And then even more casual until it becomes, like, a problem, you know? So I'm hoping that we can kind of lock eyes, do a handshake, and have it land, and we're both feeling, we walk away feeling better about ourselves. All right. Let's shake hands with line one. Caller, you go, Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, Bucci, this is Sepp.
Hey, Sepps, how are you doing?
I'm just chilling at the moment, taking a break.
Oh, that's
how are you
interesting.
Doing?
Yeah, I'm fine too. Sepps, what's your handshake game like? What's your go-to handshake?
Well, let me say first, your monologue there, it made me realize that cannibals might actually prefer handshakes over milkshakes. You know what I mean?
Handshakes. Cannibals, let me just get this right. Cannibals prefer milkshakes over handshakes?
Or no, handshakes over milkshakes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I prefer handshakes over milkshakes, too. I mean, am I a cannibal? Cannibal?
It sounds like you might be, yeah.
If that's your only metric, is do you hate milkshakes? I don't know. I feel like this needs work. Feels like you need to punch this up. Spend the Labor Day weekend punching this theory up there, Seps. So what is your go-to handshake? Or is it a milkshake where you could concealing a whole milkshake in your hand, and then all of a sudden you're shaking, and then I get it all over my palms?
Right, and you just mix it all with your hand instead of a blender.
Yes.
No, I like when I'm super nervous or scared and my hand starts shaking. That's always a pretty cool handshake.
Wait, that's your favorite handshake is when you're scared and shaking?
Yes. Yeah, that's go-to.
Okay, and that works?
I prefer a fist bump. Just a good old-fashioned fist bump, you know what I mean?
Right. So that's your – but, you know, you can't fist bump your mom, right? So you do the scared one because of your fear of your mother?
Yeah. She lives too far away. I can't – you're right.
Well, we can't – that doesn't work over the phone. So let's try to do a handshake. You want to try a fist bump? Or do you want to try your scared one? Well, you want to try your scared
one. Can we do a high five?
Yeah, sure. All right. So, let's try it. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I did it. I missed. I only got your index finger. Let's try it again.
Yeah, I missed too. All right.
You have to look at me. Okay. One,
all right,
two,
I can feel it.
Three. Let's go.
Yeah.
There we go. Nope.
Did we do
missing
it?
Him. Missing.
Swing and a miss. Yeah.
I missed you four times.
I keep swinging, but I can't. I'm not connecting somehow.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well,
was that it? Was that yours?
No, we didn't get it. I gave it up. My hands are now in my pockets. Not, you know. So.
I don't know what I hit. Okay.
Well, I think you hit my arm. You also hit my forehead at some point. Like, you kind of went all up and down the booch.
And my bad,
every
man.
Place,
I'm sorry.
It is
I'm
your
sorry.
Bad.
We,
yes. let, no.
Let's try again. You ready?
All right. Well, let's try. You want to just try a regular old, like a fist bump?
Yeah. Let's do it like, instead of a high five, we'll kind of like punch fists in the air.
Yeah, it's called a fist bump. Are we going to do a fist punch? All right.
Yeah, but let's slow down right before, because I don't want to get hurt.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Three.
Two. One.
I love you.
Hey, it worked! We created a little bit of a little love there at the very end. All right, Seps, have a nice rest of your day. But don't have a good day tomorrow. Call her Gabucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Hey, who's it going, a voice in the dark? What's your name?
My name's Stan.
Oh, hey, Stan. Oh, Stan, I know this Stan, right? So this is Stan from the northeast side of Chicago, right?
Southwest!
Okay, got it. All right, Stan, what's your, you like the, well, the Chicago handshake is a Hams and Malort, right? That's the Chicago handshake, right?
Hey, Bucci, you're reading my mind.
Right? I rode your mind. So, like, a Hams is a beer, two M's. Mm-mm. And Malort is, do you want to talk about Malort? You want to describe Malort?
Yeah. You know, Malort, it's liquor. Some people say it doesn't taste so good. Kind of Jägermeister better there.
I feel like people like Jägermeister more than they like Malort.
It's sweeter, you know. It's got more sugar in it. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of a bitter, like an Amaro or some sort of bitter liquor.
It's a digestif. But it's also, it's kind of like I've always thought of it as a grapefruit that someone injected, like, antifreeze into a little bit. You know, like it's got that fruitiness, but then it also has that poisony kind of tail to it, you know, the finish. But,
you're a sommelier, Bucci.
Yeah, but I'm a fan. I love Malort. I'm a big fan. I love that stuff. And so in Chicago, they have this thing called the Chicago Handshake. It's a shot of Malort, and it's a ham. So is that what you want to give me? You want to give? I would, you know, that sounds okay to me.
Now, I just got to say, we can't have hams here in Chicago.
Why not? What do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean?
Traditionally, it's old style.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right. It's old style, right? Yeah, that's the other one. Right. Okay.
But no. They don't produce old style anywhere near the city of Chicago. Right. So we drink Hopewell.
Hopewell? I've never even heard of that.
They got a beer called Tank Beer. It'll knock your socks off.
This conversation was a handshake. I'd be pulling away. All right, Stan. Let's try another kind of handshake that doesn't end in like alcohol. You know.
Okay.
All right. What are you gonna do? Let's look at each other deep in the eyes.
Okay.
Ready? And I'm gonna give a 1, 2, 3. Let's do it.
Hey.
Hey, that's great, Bougie.
Hey.
Yeah, it's working. Missed every single time. I was ending up slapping my own thighs at the end of that thing. I don't know. You just kind of stared and watched me, Stan.
Hey, some things aren't easy in life.
Yeah, well, you said, not a mouthful, you said a very little bit. So Stan, have a good, the weather's getting to be that perfect Chicago weather. Have a good Labor Day, okay?
Peace be with you, Bucci.
Yeah, all right. Put your, bathe yourself in the waters of Lake Michigan. 201-209-9368. We're doing handshakes. I'm terrible at handshakes. Like I said, never did a handshake that didn't end with me apologizing. And I just want to get this thing wrapped up because I need to start making good first impressions. I need to stop having like people tell me, "Well, I've warmed up to you." Like, I don't need to be that. I need to be hot immediately. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Franco.
Oh, Franco. Let me write that down. Yeah. Frank. Oh. Hey, Franco. Hey. How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Okay. So, Franco, what's your go-to handshake, or SHS, as people are already calling it?
Okay. Well, it's kind of complicated.
Yeah,
and
okay.
There's always the possibility that it's not going to work right.
Right. Okay.
But this is what you do.
Do tell.
You put a fake hand in your sleeve.
Ah.
And then when the other person shakes your hand, it comes off in their hand.
Yeah.
And then you look at your empty sleeve with like a horrified expression on your face.
Right. Oh, I that
you know that one, right?
Well, what I usually do, I have done that move, but I use like a mannequin hand, you know, I just put the mannequin
there
hand.
There you go.
Perfect, right? And it's like not out of like, you know, it's not out of like hygiene or like an overwhelming fear to never be touched, or it's like it's just, I don't know. It's fun. It shakes things up. My hands, Franco, are naturally, you might not know this, but my hands are naturally pretty cold. So,
really?
Yeah. So I can heat up the mannequin hand on the stove and give another person a nice warm shake. And
yeah.
It, you know, sometimes it ends up.
Heat the mannequin.
Yeah. And sometimes they end up coming away.
Okay,
with
so you
a
have to have a
plastic
stove with
on
you.
Your face. No, we can't do the hot mannequin shake. unless you want to do yours, and we can try it, all right? You want to try it?
All right, here we go. Right. Now, you're just encountering me on the street in Chicago, and I stick out my hand.
All right.
And
eye contact.
You go, okay.
Eye contact. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Oh.
Uh-huh.
I like the slapping pattern that we got going.
Okay. But right. Then I walk away. Right. I back up.
No, I'm backing up. We're both backing up. We're like,
okay.
Oh,
and then
oh.
You have the hand in your hand. And
Jesus!
Where did this come from anyway? Ernie Kovacs or the Marx Brothers?
What, the
possibly
hand?
Possibly the Three Stooges.
Wait, did the hand come from Ernie Kovacs? What?
No, it's a visual gag that I saw on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided this can work for me.
Oh yeah. I mean, where works with or with Kovacs works with everyone, right?
Sure.
He's been memory holed a little bit. He's been memory holed a little bit, hasn't he? Kovacs,
yeah.
Right? People don't talk about that guy.
Well, people don't watch black and white reruns anymore.
Yeah.
Or they'd know about this fake handshake.
All right. We're both holding hands and we're both pulling away here, Franco. But thanks for, I appreciate, I like that we're simpatico about this fake hand dealio.
Great minds, as they say.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Great minds. Great minds fool each other with fake arms and hands. One thing I do want to say, because we've been kind of getting of the, you know, I just make sure that you don't have a weapon on you when you come to hang out with, come do a little handshake with me. A lot of people like to get close to Bucci so they can knife him, and I do have a stab vest on, but I do also have a tick burying into my ribs a little bit, so I've had to pull up the vest to try to grab it. I've been chasing this tick. So please, I've been grabbing, look, I've been grabbing at this thing all show long. Come on. Come here. So please, no stabbing or dragging your nails down my chest either. The only person who can do that is the grave. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Orly.
Hey, Orly. How are you?
I'm good, Bucci. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine, Orly. So, Orly, let me write that down. Orly, what is your favorite handshake? What's your go-to?
So, I like to put a little hamster in my palm, and I just hold that hamster out, and then the hamster kind of shakes on my behalf.
Okay. So, you have this hamster all the time, or you have, a really big pocket, or...
Yeah, I have all my clothes have pockets in them.
Sure.
And I just keep the hamster in there. I have a few, so they're interchangeable, you know, because it's a lot of work for them to be, following me around all day.
Sure.
And, I don't want them to get tired, so...
No, they do get very tired.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, Orly, I'll see you later. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. And they reach out your hand, and then you open your palm, and there's a little hamster in there. And then the hamster, you've trained this hamster to extend its little paw, I assume?
Yeah, that's
And then they shake the hamster's hand with the, yeah, okay. You're not worried about the hamster being damaged by someone, overly enthusiastically pulling on this hamster.
Well, that's why I have interchangeable hamsters.
Oh, of course. You, one hamster goes down, you have a bunch of others.
Exactly.
Well, it's cold but fair. All right, do you want to do that kind of... Do you want to do that kind of handshake?
Yeah.
I've never handshaked with a little creature before. I don't think that's actually true. I think I have. All right. All right, Orly. Let's do it. Eye contact. And now okay. I know it's coming, so I'm let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Hoo. Ooh. Hey.
Ooh. Hey. Wow, that actually worked. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my God.
The hamster's okay, too. So you
I didn't. I was very delicate. I got some of the more, I got the softest fingers. That's the end of that sentence.
Moisturized.
Yeah, I do. All right, Orly, that was great. And so just one more thing. When you go on job interviews, this is also your method, too? Or when you have it, when you're in the line at a wake or something like that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've never not gotten a job that I've interviewed for. So
right.
I think it works.
Right. You interview at a lot of pet stores, maybe?
No, not a single pet store.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, you make it work. I mean, you must, sometimes it just fits, and that sounds like that's a really good one. I'm going to try that at my next interview. Maybe Katz's Deli will appreciate a little hamster running around.
Yeah, let me know. And, you can drop a little pastrami into your pocket after as a thank you.
Oh, I'm doing that with a handshake or no. All right, bye. Okay, that was great. Little handshake with a... that was the most successful handshake I've done since I came out of the womb. And I shook hands with the doctor. So formal, too, that doctor. All right, 201-209-9368. We're shaking hands on the radio. I'm trying to get better at them, and I would like to know what... I need some tips or what you do as your thing? Do you do the sting or whatever, the one where you dig your fingernail into the other person's palm while they're doing it? Or the hen, where I leave an egg in your palm? Surprise! Call it a Gabucci.
Lee, hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary Day.
All right, hey Zachary, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Yep.
How are you? That's the better question. You holding in there?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I think the better question is how are you?
How many points you got on your mortgage?
Look, I don't even want to talk about. I mean, I've taken a hit. Let's just say that. You know, I'm not underwater yet, but I am underwater.
You being upfront with Mrs. Bucci about your finances?
Look, can we just move on and talk about handshakes?
This is the kind of handshake that I do.
What's that? Will you ask a bunch of questions that are, invasive?
No, you brought it up earlier. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's...
It's a callback.
I've never heard of such a thing. Let's... all right, Zachary, what's your go-to handshake? Your GTHS.
My go-to handshake. Usually it's, I lean in.
And then people lean away. Is it basically you extending your hand and then people running away from you and then you running across the field trying to chase them?
No, usually I just put my head down and sulk away.
Oh, I see.
I'm too old to run now.
So
back in my 20s or something, I would have done that.
Sure. But so now people extend their hand and you what? What do you do?
Oh, no. So I lean forward, right leg. Go forward, you grab, but then you slip down, you bang elbows once, and then usually it has to.
Radio.
It's a native bird, most likely, but you have to let out a bird call of the nearest bird you see.
Okay. So you just shake hands with a bird call? Is that what it is? It's just a standard.
No, you shake hands, elbow bump.
Shake hands, bird elbow call. Bump, bird call.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah.
And then, wait, what's we
We're
both
bored out here?
We both do a Do we do we want to pick a bird or no?
Yeah, do you know the cardinal?
Yeah, I know the cardinal. Let's just do it. All right, you ready?
Okay.
And extend the hand.
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Elbow. And the cardinal.
And this. I'm like a bird, I'm a butterfly. All right, that went really well. I mean, I didn't do it because I forgot to do the cardinal. I'm sorry.
Let's do it again. It's real short. Hand, elbow, cardinal.
All right, I gotta let you go. So... Yeah, 201-209, we're doing, I go around, I've been, shaking hands with myself, replacement style.
Pleased to meet me, Bucci. Oh, it's a pleasure to meet me, too.
I've been doing that, and it's just not as satisfying. And then people think you're doing something weird. Wow, look at this. Full board. Call Yigabuchi. Line
Bucci.
3. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. So, Annie, what do you do for a handshake? What's your handshake of what's your handshake? Do you do? Do you do the? What do you do?
Well, so I just met a sophomore. I live by a university campus. Mm-hmm. I just met a sophomore young woman, and she gave me her fingers to shake. Last night?
What do you mean? She gave you? She led with fingers,
Yes, yes, like a wimpy.
Not like a diddly dee diddly dee. We were touching each other's fingers, Wayne's World?
No, so yeah, I went in for the full handshake, and she only gave me just her fingers.
One finger, or three fingers, or what?
No, all four. All four.
So almost like the queen would. She wanted you to kiss her palm?
Maybe.
Hand? Or the top of her hand? Don't kiss the palm of the queen. Is that a Bucci adage?
Yeah, no.
Bucci.
Maybe.
Adage.
So I like to go in. What is the flap of skin between your thumb and your forefinger?
I don't think you can say that on the radio. I don't know. It's called webbing.
Yes, you can.
Webbing. I don't know. Webbing.
That webbing.
Yeah.
So I just go full in.
Oh, so
right?
You just go straight ahead from the hip. You just go bang from the hip, and you're in that handshake.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Let's. We can do that.
Full in, right? I'm shaking your hand. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Let's do it. Ready? Right from the hip. One,
right.
Two, three, go.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Oh, wow. We landed it. We landed that thing. It blew up. Our hands blew up. That was perfect. A perfect handshake. I mean,
oh, I love it.
Both of our eyes, we were not smiling at each other, so it seemed like
there might have
formal.
Been a scowl.
Yeah, we were kind of scowling at each other. But we did successfully shake hands, and now we never have to do that again.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank the baby.
Thank
All right,
you.
Bye. Andy tried to stab me. I didn't want to say that on the radio, but she came after me in the side. We were doing that thing, and she tried to stab me. She tried to go under my stab vest. Call her Igabuchi. Hello? Who's this?
Oh, hey,
hey, who's this? Who?
Hey, it's a Double G. What's up?
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you?
Downtown, you know what? I'm doing great. How about you? I heard you got something going on.
What?
Huh?
How come you talk like you're selling something on the corner? You know that, right?
I'm standing on the corner right now, to be fair.
Watching all the girls run away. I think I meant talked to your wife or partner last.
Yeah, that was my wife.
Wow, she seemed very very cool. Seemed.
I guess you know we got some cool wives. Huh?
Yeah, even without meeting her, I know that you're lucky to have her.
That's real sweet, Booch. I'm sure if she listened
to
the radio
kind of
station,
a backhanded
compliment. she would really appreciate that.
All right. Well, so Double G, what kind of handshake do you do? I mean, what do you do?
I like to do did you ever have like family members who like to give you money when you were younger? You're like, hey, here's $20, Booch.
Yeah, my grandfather did left
but
forever.
You'd be like, oh, grandpa, I can't take that. No, thank you. But,
crib.
And then like he tries to like shake your hand for the next like hour.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
So I like to I'm going to try to slip you like maybe like $5.
It's almost like a maitre d'. Like I'm the maitre d' also. You know, you're trying to get the good table by the kitchen.
Naturally. Yeah. I don't like to sit by the kitchen, but I like the booth.
Well, that's... You like the what?
The booth.
Oh, I thought you said...
Oh, well, no, I mean, both can be true.
All right, so...
Boochie.
All right, Double G. All right, so what kind of handshake are we doing again?
I'm doing the grandpa
handshake. You're giving money? All right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Boochie, hey, come here.
All right. I'll get on. Okay, I'm coming. Hold on.
I heard you lost your job.
Hold on a second.
I heard you lost your job.
Hold on. I'll come over to you. Let's can't do this long handshake. Let's get closer. All right. Now, let's do it. Ready? Okay.
Hey, Boochie. Yeah, you need $20? You know, I heard you lost your job. Boochie. Yeah, I heard your wife's doing a lot of stuff to like make keep the bills and everything. So I got $20 for you. That's all right for you.
All right. I don't have any money in my palm though. That was a whole lot of sound and fury signaling no money.
Yeah, Booch, I'm broke too. I just lost my job today as well. Actually, it was my last year.
Well, promises. I was expecting some money in my palm.
All right, hold on. I got a little chingling.
Yeah.
You want a little chingling? Here's some change. I got like about 20 pennies. That's all right.
Wait, you have 20 pennies in your hand?
Yeah. How about this hand?
All right. Ready?
One, two,
three.
Here you go, Boochie. Sorry about these pennies. That's all I got.
All over the place. All right, thanks, Double G. I gotta bow out of this handshake. Pennies all over my lap. Is that a Boochie adage?
Boochie.
It is. There is definitely something going on with this fader. Do 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 do. 201-209-9368. I'm getting better. I feel like I'm working my way up to we've had some successful ones. Orly and I and that hamster that she carries around. We had a nice little thing going, and then Annie, and then one other person, I'm pretty sure. You know, I'd like to do maybe a double-handed, the Bill Clinton, you know, double-handed, empathetic, you know, centrist Democrat. Nice centrist Democrat handshake. Boy! Caller Yaguchi. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hey, Wuchi!
What is going on with this? Everyone has great phone connections this week. Hey, who's this? Is this Franco again?
This is Hero. No, this is not. This is Hero.
Okay. Hey, Hero. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. So, Hero, what kind of handshake do you like to do?
Well, I've been sneezing every time before on my hand before I shake. My doctor thinks it's some allergy that I have.
So you are allergic to giving hygienic handshakes? Is that what the allergy is? Or you're just so constantly sneezing that your hands are always wet with sneezes?
My hands are just always wet with sneezes.
Why don't you do the Dracula thing, the thing that COVID taught us, you know, right? You sneeze into the crook of your elbow. How come you don't do that? Don't you have a crook in your elbow? Most people do.
Have that. They're just very strong in it, so it flings everywhere.
I see. You sound popular, Hero. You sound like people really want to, you know, hang out and give you a handshake. So I don't want to get ill, you know, because that's the last thing I need and the first thing I don't need. Do you have any other handshake that maybe? Or there's just no way we can shake hands without it being kind of, end up kind of getting wet.
I have a glove that I can wear.
Okay, yeah, let's wear a glove, and then we're just going to do a straight up handshake, right? We don't do anything other than that. Are we going to do a little doodly doodly doodle? Are we going to do like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? You know the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the slap, tss. Are we going to do that one?
Uh-huh.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do the slap.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
All right.
And
yep.
Look at slap. All right, Hero. Thanks very much. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I got to drink a whole bottle of Robitussin tonight. And take some aspirin. I mean, the Robitussin was already happening. 201-209-9368. We're doing handshakes. I've had some pleasant ones. I've had some very, very bad ones. But we've had different kinds. I would like to know what's your jazz handshake? The one that goes really outside the bounds or we're thinking we're deconstructing a handshake where we're not doing it at all, or I don't know, the backs of our hands or something. I don't know what a deconstructed handshake is off the top of my head. Or my hand. Easy, Poochie. So, yeah. So I'd like to get some weirder ones in there. Some that go up and down or all around the world, or you know, just thumbs. Maybe that's a DJ. Just the thumbs. Let's just do thumbs, and then we hook it up, and then it gets a little X-rated. Call it Yagabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Bandit.
What's your name?
Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
All right, Bandit. What kind of handshake do you prefer? When you're trying to impress someone, or you're trying to, like, you know, think outside the box, well, what do you got? What do you got?
I got one of those classic joy buzzers in my hand at all times.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I just shake them and it gives them a little buzz, you know.
I see. So it's in your fist at all times and it gets a little buzz. That sounds like eating with a knife and fork might be difficult, huh? You're always buzzing that knife?
You know. It can be a little difficult.
Yeah, it is a lot difficult. All right, so you always had this buzzer in your hand, right? And you surprise people. Now, people, does that like do people like that, or?
I mean, you know, it's a 50-50 shot.
I remember when I was a kid, I thought that thing actually was like jolting electricity in you. It just kind of goes zzz, right? Unless you've modified it to hurt people.
No, see, that's like the Joker. That's like a comic book. No, this is like a mechanical spring.
All right.
Wind up.
All right, Bandit, let's try it. Ready?
Ready. you got buzzed.
Ow! You got buzzed. All right, goodbye. Buzzed me. These are, I mean, it feels like a lot of these handshakes are aggressive. You know, they're doing the opposite of what a handshake should do, which was to grab someone and pull them into your circle and introduce them to your point of view. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Is this Hero?
Arthington Bainbridge.
Yeah, hi, Arthington Bainbridge. How you doing, Arthington Bainbridge?
Quite well. Right. And you?
Yeah, fine. What kind of handshake do you do? Or do you, like, just do a regular one and people are just standing and looking at you with their hands in their pockets?
My handshake is a challenge
That's a
to
yes.
the other.
That's a yes. All right, so what kind of, let's do it real fast because we're running out of time. I wish this handshake could last all night long, but it can't. So what do you got?
This handshake involves both hands.
Okay.
You stand opposed as if doing the robot dance.
Okay.
Approach one another as if engaging in a chicken fight.
Okay.
The first to cross the hands in order to successfully shake, tis the beta.
Bucci promise.
And that's a Bucci promise. Well, you know what? Let's try it. Let's just try it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you ready?
Indeed.
More coins. More coins. All right. All right. I feel like I learned something. I hope you learned something too. I hope we can kind of get, we got a little bit, a little funky and a little get to know each other. And we got to shake hands with the end of the hour right now. Because you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Who shakes hands with Bucci? You, Ducci.
WFMU Radio. I got a squeaky chair. Elisa, Queen of the Cowbell, is in the house. DJ Mars from the Bulletproof Space Travelers. And my co-host today, Senior Gigio.
What up?
How you doing, man?
Doing really good.
I saw one of your two shows this past week. One was over by Ashby Barge, and it was the Grateful Day concert last Sunday.
That's right.
It was a fun event, right?
It was very fun. It was fun and random.
And then on Wednesday night, you were in Berkeley, right near the UC Berkeley campus, in a place that used to be another place before, and another place before that.
Yeah, it was famously Blake's.
Blake's, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same layout, right?
Yeah.
And what's it called now?
It's pretty much kind of, it's Cali Sports Bar and Kitchen.
And then you were there, it was sort of for an open mic night?
Every Wednesday, they have a hip-hop weekly event there called Flow Lounge, and there's different segments to it.
You can win $200 if you got the best freestyle, right?
Well, they actually have a writing contest, but they do open it up to freestyle. So they have a weekly topic. But then they also have featured acts, you know, perform. And I was the featured act this last Wednesday.
And what was the topic last Wednesday?
This last Wednesday, the topic was ceasefire, you know. So
I like it.
Yeah, that's what it was. But they do a great job.
Well, anyway, welcome to August the 29th, 2025, coming to you live from Oakland, California. And this is Put the Needle on to Live or Die in Oakland. It's the history of Bay Area rap hip hop part 3. We got Spice One interview from January 1992. East Bay Hustlers member from 1991. A lot of music from there. But a lot of Spice One music too from his first album. And that interview with them that was never heard before, a part of it. And then one of his instrumentals produced by Ant Banks. Last night, Senior Gigio, I texted him. I said, okay, here's the instrumental in my neighborhood. And then I sent him a list of about, 30 different Bay Area rappers.
Yeah.
They're all the ones that were either played last week in part two or the week before or will be played today or a couple others thrown in, including Bored Stiff.
Right.
And you made up a freestyle for it. Or you wrote it last night to go over and Banks produced Spice One instrumental.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it live here a little later.
We're going to do it live, y'all. Stay tuned.
I like it. Okay, so let's just go back in time to 1991. This is when I went out to East Oakland, out to 109th and MacArthur to do the show remotely for KUSF. It's coming up here on that WFMU.
East Oakland thing, baby, that's right. We're chilling here.
Where the hell are we anyway? 106th and MacArthur?
109th and MacArthur, man.
So why don't you tell the KUSF listeners who you are?
I'm Mo Money, and I'm just chilling here with Billy Jam. You know, just kicking it, listening. Ain't that something? It really is something, because the EBH got the new maxi single out, To Live or Die in Oakland. Daddy Will and Mo Money featured. And I think y'all should check it out, you know? There's a little bit of it right here in the back.
What's EBH stand for?
Oh, well, it got two meanings, really. You know, EBH really means that East Bay Hustlers are everybody homies. You know, so we ain't no gang, we don't bang, you know, we just like to hang, you know, and just be chilling, you know.
You want to do any shout outs to anybody?
Yeah, I'm sending a shout out to my main homeboy, Daddy Will, you know. He's back off in Africa visiting his roots right now, but he'll be home February 2nd, and we're going to get fired up out here for the Bay Area, you know, all around the Oak Town and all out there in the East Bay, Rich Town, East Palo Alto, Vallejo, you know, Fairfield, like that. We all going to do this. Because we're about to put this thing down together. EBH is the new up-and-coming artists, you know, and y'all will be hearing a lot from us.
Okay, now, right now what we're going to do is we're going to play right now on KUSF San Francisco on Hip Hop Slam. This is To Live or Die in Oakland.
Yeah. Ain't that something? Let's roll on.
Day by day, the plans unfold. Because me, Daddy Will's gonna take control. Now I'm tired of the faking, the weak beat. See, I need a def jam so I can start baking. Oakland, California is now on the map. We got weak rhyming brothers, holiday can rap. You couldn't wrap up a present if you had the instruction. So you really need to quit your damn side buzzing. If you think that I'm joking and you're cracking a smile, I have young punks running a country mile. I'm not hooked with this, I'm not hooked with that. The only thing I'm addicted to is busting a rap. So let the drum machine beat the bass line, hum. And watch out, cause EBH, yeah, we number one. Suckers take heat, I got what you need. You see a funky dope rap and a big joint of weed. And Daddy Will, now I can never be joking. This is Live or Die in East Oakland, Oakland.
Some gotta live, some gotta die. That's the laws of the land, don't ask me why. Why you running around here thinking I'm joking? It is to live or die in East Oakland, Oakland. Some gotta live, some gotta die. That's the laws of the land, don't ask me why. Why you running around here thinking I'm joking? It is to live or die.
Rap contested, invitation given. And if I'm invited, then some won't be living. Because the stage is set, and I'm feeling my luck. Plus the winner gets to take on, $1,000. More money, it's the lyrics I bring. I'll bust them all up, yeah, that's my theme. Act
number one. But some weak sucker in act number two, then that's another weak brother. Act three, four, five, and so on and so on. It didn't start jumping until I grabbed my microphone. Girls started to jump. Fellas having fun. So you know by now, the contest is won. So bring me my check, please, so I can jet out the back door like an old-time vet. Jump in the bin. But then I leave the tie smoking. It's a live or die in East Oakland. Oakland.
Some gotta live, some got to die. That's the laws of the land. Don't ask me why. Why you running around here thinking I'm joking? It is to live or die. East Oakland. Oakland. Some gotta live, some got to die. That's the laws of the land. Don't ask me why. Why you running around here thinking I'm joking? It is to live or die.
Lesson three, now y'all listen well. Some punks wanna try to get with me, Daddy Will. So I took to the underground for about a month. Not hiding, just underproducing big hump. Not a word has around it, I'm a big old coward. So now I'm gonna surface and you feel my power. Some punks approach me at the East Mob Mall. 20 fat brothers and 10 standing tall. But me, you know I'm chilling with the 7-5 click. We all strapped with gas and ain't taking no lip. So the leader of the crew thought that I was a joke. He took one step forward and couldn't take no more. Shots started to ring and bodies started to swim. I don't have to tell it all, you know what I'm saying? Now it's over, I wait until the smoke clears. It kills two of mine, but we kill all the dead. So if a punk ever crosses your homeboy, get smoking. This is live or die, and it's